Let's talk about boundaries. The self-care practice nobody brags about and nobody puts on a vision board. I'll show you what boundaries actually look like, how to set them without guilt, and why they are the difference between a fruitful life and leadership and a life on a roller coaster that leads to burnout. Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk about Life and Leadership Solutions, where we help purpose-driven leaders and parents like you to navigate your life, your relationships, and your career. My name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. Last week, we talked about burnout, what it is, how to recognize it, and what to do about it. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, please go back and do that. It sets the table for everything we are building in this series. So let me start by describing somebody I know you've met. Maybe you've even been that person. That's the person who never turns anything down. Every request, every project, every favor, every meeting invite, accepted. Every ask from every direction, yes, yes, yes. So on the outside, they look committed. They look like a team player. They are reliable, but on the inside, they are drowning. Sometimes resentful. They are dropping balls left and right and spending half their energy managing the guilt of not following through on everything they said yes to. Their calendar is a disaster. Their relationships often are strained. And somewhere along the way, they lost track of what they were actually supposed to be focused on. Sound familiar? I know. Here's what I want you to understand. That pattern, the compulsive yes, the inability to set a limit, it's not a sign of a great leader. It's a sign of an overwhelmed one, and it's not sustainable. Now, a research from Harvard Business Review found that the average executive spends only 28% of their time on their highest value work. The rest gets eaten up by meetings, requests, and reactive commitments, many of which could have been declined or delegated. Think about it, 28%. Less than a third of your day on the thing you are actually there to do. And the saddest part? Most of it happened because someone couldn't say no. You see, every yes is a trade. So when you say yes to one thing, you are automatically saying no to something else. The question is, are you choosing intentionally or just reacting? Now let's go to Matthew chapter 21 and verse 28 through 32. Now this is a parable of the two sons, and I think it holds one of the most underrated leadership lessons in the entire New Testament. Now here's the scene. A father goes to his first son and says, "Son, go in the vineyard and work today." And the son looks at him in the face and says, "No, I'm not going. Flat out, no." But then he changes his mind. He decides to go and do the work. Then the father goes to the second son with the same request. And this son says, without hesitation, "Absolutely, Dad, I'll be there." He sounds enthusiastic. He looks committed, but he never shows up. Now Jesus asked the crowd, "Which son did the will of the father?" The first one, obviously. Now, most of us read this parable and zero in on the theme of repentance and obedience. And yes, that's a point in the story. But I want to zoom in on something we often skip right past. The first son said no and used that space to think, reconsider, and then show up fully committed. The second son, however, said yes immediately, probably to avoid conflict or to seem agreeable. And then he didn't follow through because he probably didn't think. Which leader do you want to be? The one with the impressive sounding yes that leads nowhere, or the one that pauses, processes, and then shows up where it counts? I'll tell you something. I have been that first son more times than I would like to admit, saying no and then saying yes. Sometimes plain no, period. So years ago, as a young missionary, I said yes to everything in my desire to serve God in any and every way. And it always felt good not being a disappointment to someone else. But after saying so many yeses, I soon realized that I may not be disappointing others, but I was disappointing myself. Because some of those yeses cost me my peace. Because after saying yes, I would later realize that I would not be able to do that. And if I had thought about it earlier, I would have discovered that there was something else that should be happening in that space. And I wouldn't know how to cancel out without feeling like a disappointment. So I ignore my lack of peace and then end up feeling miserable during and after I had done what I had committed to do. Sometimes I wouldn't even show up because I couldn't let the person know why. I felt embarrassed trying to do that. But one day, I came across a book that spoke about how to say no. I cannot remember the title of that book, but I remember that that book set me free. Because the author made me to understand that it's okay to say no. And that saying yes to everything wasn't wisdom, neither was it spirituality. I also learned that the most important thing was not to say yes always. It was to say yes to what the Lord was asking me to do. She then gave some practical ways on how to accept and to decline without feeling guilty. Prayerfully, I began to put those into practice. Initially, it felt uneasy, but with time, I learned the art of saying no, and I'm still learning. Let me bust a myth right now, because I hear this all the time. If I set boundaries, people will think I'm not a team player. If I say no, I'll seem selfish. If I don't make myself available, people will stop coming to me. I want to gently challenge every single one of those thoughts. Because what people are actually thinking when you have no boundaries is, I can put anything on their plate. They'll always figure it out. I don't need to plan ahead. They can handle it. So they're not thinking about you. That's not respect. That's dependence. And it is slowly burning you out. Now, here's the reframe I want you to hold on to. Boundaries are not walls that keep people out. They are doors. And you get to decide who comes through that door, when they come through, and what they bring with them. Yes, that's your space. You know, a wall says, I am closed. Stay away. A door says, I'm accessible, but on my terms, with intention. That's not cold, neither is it being unapproachable. That's wisdom. People who have healthy boundaries actually show up better for their people, for their families, and those they lead. They are more present in the meetings they attend. They follow through on commitments they make. They have creative energy for the problems that actually need them. They model something their family, team, and organization desperately needs to see. And that is, that it's okay to have limits. Did you catch those last parts? When you set boundaries, you give your team permission to do the same. You create a culture where people aren't quietly burning out and pretending to be fine. That's the kind of environment where people actually stay and thrive. Brené Brown said it well when she wrote that the most compassionate people she researched were also the most boundaried. Boundaries and generosity are not opposites. They go hand in hand. Okay, let's get practical. Because set boundaries sounds good until Monday morning hits and someone's asking you to take on 3 more things before 9 a.m. So here are 4 boundary practices that could help you. 1, the pause before the yes. Before you commit to anything, build in a pause. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be as simple as, I want to give this the thought it deserves. Can I get back to you by tomorrow? That single sentence is a game changer. It protects you from impulse commitments and it gives the other person a clear answer on when to expect a response. Remember the first son from Matthew 21. He didn't just say no and then disappeared. He sat with it, he considered it, and then he showed up. 2, know your non-negotiables. What are the things in your life that, if consistently compromised, make you a worse leader and a worse human being, whether it's a parent or whether it's a spouse? Sleep, family dinner, your morning routine, your rest, write those down. Put them in your calendar like they are client meetings because they are the most important meeting you have, the one with yourself. When a request would eat into a non-negotiable, you already have your answer. 3, communicate limits without apology. Now, this one takes practice. You don't have to justify or over-explain or apologize for having limits. I can't take that on right now. But here's who might be able to help. That's not something I'm able to commit to in this season. It's a full, dignified answer. The more you over-explain, the more it sounds like you are asking for permission. You are not asking. You are communicating. 4, audit your current commitments. Pull out your calendar. Look at everything on it. For each item, ask yourself honestly, did I say yes to this with full intention? Or did I say yes because it felt impossible to say no? Some of what's on your plate right now really do not belong there. And part of your self-care work this week, yes, I'm giving you one, is to figure out what to let go of, what to delegate, and what to renegotiate. You are allowed to do that. That's part of healthy social skills as well. A 2021 study in the Journal of Applied Psychology found that leaders who regularly practice proactive boundary setting reported 43% lower emotional exhaustion and significantly higher team trust scores. Wow. Boundaries aren't just good for you. They build trust. So, say no, or even just saying not yet, let me think about it. It's not a failure in life. Neither is it a failure in relationship, nor in your leadership walk. It is one of the highest expressions of it. It means that you know your assignment. You know where you are going. It means you respect the capacity that God has given to you. It means you've decided that your word is worth something and you're not going to throw it away carelessly. So the second son in that parable broke his father's trust not with a no, but with a yes. A yes he couldn't keep. So don't be that leader with an impressive yes and an empty follow through. Be the one who shows up every time, fully present, because you chose wisely before you committed. So this week, find that one thing you said yes to that you shouldn't have and take a step to renegotiate. Not to blow someone off, but to be honest. And then practice the pause. Take a breath. Give yourself permission to think, and may I add, pray before you answer. Your boundaries protect your best, and the world needs your best. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for these words of encouragement, these words of wisdom and insights. Lord Jesus, I pray for your son and your daughter listening who may be struggling with how to say no or how to say yes and follow through. Father, we ask that these words serve as a guide. Let these words bring light. Let them bring strength. Let them bring a sense of comfort, a sense of peace to know that it is okay to be able to say no. It is okay to take time to think, to pray before we act. Thank you, Father. And if there's anyone out there feeling guilty right now, we speak against the spirit of guilt because the word of God says there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Therefore, we speak peace to that heart. We ask for the grace to make a U-turn and to get back to where they need to be. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next week, we'll be talking about rest, and I mean real rest. Why Jesus pulled away from the crowds, why rest is a discipline, and how to build rhythms of renewal when your life won't naturally slow down. So please don't miss it. Subscribe, turn on your notification, and if you want help in building a sustainable leadership rhythm, my one-on-one life and leadership coaching is available at ijomamanyaun.com. Please get in touch. I would love to walk alongside you. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with a leader who needs the permission to slow down before they say yes. Leave a review. It will help this message to reach more leaders who need it. And if you have questions, please drop them below. Your answer might just show up in our upcoming YouTube Q&A shorts. Please look out for those. They are very insightful. Until next week, lead well, set your limits, and protect what matters most. Bye-bye for now.